Well, with each day that passes without snow at the official recording site, so grows the record for Fairbanks' most snowless start to winter. It's the first time in more than a century with no recorded snow, not even a trace, this late in October. On top of that, warm weather across the state is setting marks for the latest freeze date on record. We thought this called for an emergency installment of our Ask a Climatologist segment and called our resident climatologist, UAF's Brian Brett Schneider.
Not even a passing flake of snow has landed at the Fairbanks International Airport. And so this is, you know, we've now gone past this very small probability event. So it's really noteworthy. I mean, this time of year, sun angle's getting lower, the temperature really drops, and it's just, we expect snow to be flying for the northern half of the state by this date, and it's just not happening this year. Plenty of rain around Fairbanks and the entire interior, but it just hasn't been cold enough to snow. There's been a couple of days where it got down to, say, 20 degrees, but that was clear sky, ideal radiational cooling. Now, looking at the forecast, it looks like it's going to snow a little bit, maybe Friday night or into Saturday morning. If that happens, it would obviously end the streak. Now, we're talking right now about a trace or more of snow. When we talk about measurable snow, Fairbanks has actually gone as late as Halloween, October 31st, without any measurable snow.
You mentioned Halloween, and you know, I don't have the 100-year-plus records that the Weather Service has, but I grew up in Fairbanks, and I don't remember it ever not being snowy and pretty cold Halloween's out trick-or-treating.
Well, you know, the climate is warming. You know, every year, every decade, it does get a little bit warmer. But there's a lot of day-to-day, you know, season-to-season variability. So over the last century, Alaska has warmed, you know, 3 or 4 degrees. But we can still, on any given Halloween, especially in Fairbanks, have a 50 or 60-degree range. Fairbanks has a perfect record. You know, we talk about a white Christmas. They have a perfect record of having a white Halloween. And even Anchorage has a greater than 50% chance historically.
And after all, you said that it may snow here in a couple days in Fairbanks, right? And Halloween's a couple weeks off. But I think you had mentioned that there were other significantly mild early winters happening in the state.
So to some degree, the lack of snow in Fairbanks is almost an oddity. What's really significant has been the lack of cold around the state, particularly the western and then the south central part of the state. I mean, Anchorage now has moved past their record for the latest freeze on record, and there's no freezes expected for at least the next week. Bethel has blown past their record for their latest first freeze. They're already 10 days past it, and they may have one in 4 or 5 days. Kotzebue just had their first freeze of the season 2 days ago, and they had a little bit of snow yesterday. It's the persistence and the extreme persistence of these above normal temperatures. And it's really been this kind of perfect confluence of things. We had in September, we had this massive Bering Sea area of high pressure that cleared the skies out, let us get some solar energy. If that had happened in the winter, that's actually a cold setup. So that actually kind of then moved out. And now we've got a big low pressure in the Bering Sea. And now it's pumping massive amounts of warm air in from the subtropics. So it's been this from one setup that promotes warmth in September to another that promotes warmth in October. And, you know, looking forward, there's really no end in sight. So people that are kind of waiting for cold and snow, you know, they're more likely to be disappointed than not. Snow and precipitation is harder to characterize on a seasonal scale than temperatures. But again, these events are becoming more and more frequent. We look at, you know, our list of warmest winters or our list of least snowiest winters. For most places, they're in the last few years. So we can still have the odd cold winter and we can have the odd, you know, big snow winter, but the scale is tipping more toward warmer and toward less snow.
Our skier friends would say, bummer, dude. Well, Brian, thanks as always for being here.
My pleasure.
Skiers and snowboarders. Brian Brett Schneider is a climatologist based in Anchorage with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He usually checks in every other week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.